in the chaos of Easter and all the fun tradition things that we do, it's important to stop and remember why we develop these traditions, why we develop these things that we do every year to kind of commemorate this day in history where Jesus, you know, resurrected from the dead. And there's a time to stop and reflect and just to remember that Jesus, the life of Jesus was so compelling because he came as a baby, unassuming, lived a very normal life, and traveled from city to city, basically uprooting people's understanding of him and understanding of what the rules were. And he basically came and abolished their rules.
I think it's so cool that life, death, resurrection, this is a process that is universal. And we experience this in our lives, both in a very real way, physically, but also we lose relationships and we see dreams die. And, mm-hmm. and you know, loss and death is a very real part of the human experience. But out of those things, new life can be born and be resurrected. And I think that's such a beautiful aspect of the Christ story and the Easter story. And to me, like Kelsey was saying, his life on earth was him saying, I'm with you and I'm going to model what it means to be human and I'm going to walk with you through it. And that is worth celebrating.
In the chaos of life that we're all very accustomed to, because that's just our culture, that's our society, it's important to slow it down at least for a couple moments, especially around seasons like Easter, when we're presented with an opportunity to celebrate the meaning behind something, just to remember that we're invited into this life with Jesus, that his love for us already exists